Accession number 11512, reel 6.
Major Watson, reel 6.
Yeah, Infinnaville was a strange position. We were really unused to fighting in what was mountainous territory, although we came across it later in Sicily. And it was a series of just mountain positions with narrow valleys in between, and the higher mountains in the north were the positions where the Germans had their artillery and their observation officers. So you were constantly under observation from the German artillery positions and being fired up by the German artillery. We came across the Free French. Leclerc would come from Bir Hakeim and move north. So we had a certain amount of liaison to do with them. They were on our right flank. That was delightful. But what was even more delightful and impressive was to come across, and we took over from them, a battalion of New Zealand infantry. They had a lot of casualties. And don't forget, New Zealanders and Australians had been in the desert since 1940. Same units, some of the same men. A lot of casualties. The CO was wounded, but still there. A most cheerful bunch of people I've rarely come across. And what impressed one was their self-discipline. Tremendous. Great spirit and great willingness to get on with the job. Because they'd been in the long-range desert group or whatever it was, that they did so many left hooks in the desert, they had got a kind of, well, they've always had self-reliance, but they've got a kind of supreme self-reliance and self-confidence and an ability to work together, officers and men and NCOs, which was quite outstanding, even to me. But then maybe I'm more impressionable than my peers, I don't know. The position at Infinnaville didn't entail a great deal of fighting, but my memory may err in that. It seemed to be mostly an artillery battle going on all the time. But ultimately, that position too was ceded, because by then the First Army were coming, as it were, from the west and putting pressure on what was the Germans' right flank. So in the end, the Germans finally withdrew to the Bone Peninsula and Tunis. We weren't in contact with them after that. I think the First Army, New Zealanders or whatever, were the ones who finally bottled them up and took many of them prisoner in the Cape Bon Peninsula in Tunisia. I mean, after that, we did the preparation for the invasion of Sicily, you see. The preparation was in North Africa, but it's as separate as it were.